Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. One of the interesting hugging we have as part of celebrating the Kriyas Yamsuf is on Shabbos Shira, many have the practice to put out some food for the birds. So that practice is questionable based on a sugya and Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Yud Tes Amun Aleph. There the Gemara brings a brisa that says, Nosim bezonos lifnei akelav b'chatzer. You could feed the dogs in your property, and it's kak and low, and there's no concern of them eating it, no feeding them. What would the problem be? Why would this be permitted? So the Mefarshim explained that it's a tircha shalala tzarech, that seemingly a person should not do tircha, that's not for their needs. But since a dog, one has a responsibility to feed their dogs, as the Gemara says, hai ramiyale, the mizonos are incumbent upon you to feed them, there's a responsibility as a dog owner to feed your dogs, therefore that's not called a tircha yisera, that's not called an extra tircha, that's fulfilling your responsibilities. So there's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim and later on in the Achronim. What about a dog that you don't own? Can you feed a dog that's ownerless or perhaps owned by your neighbor and not owned by you? The Meiri says it's mashma from the Braisa that you could feed a dog that you don't even own. Why? What's the basis? So some of the Gaonim explain, based on the pasuk lekelv tashlichun oso, that you're supposed to throw the nevelin tray for the dogs. Why? Because when we were leaving Mitzrayim, the dogs stayed silent. And since they stayed silent, the Torah gives them a special schar in being fed the nevelas and the trefas. So as a further schar, we're allowed to feed dogs on Shabbos, even though we don't own them. The Magid of Ram gives a different reason. The Magid of Ram, explained by the Machzeh Shekel, is because the Gemara tells later on in the Masechta, Daf Kuf Nun Heim Rebeiz, that Yodea HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekelev Shem Mizonos of Mu'atim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that the amount of food available to the dog is limited, and therefore Lafikach Shoha Achilasa Bimeav Shlosha Yamim, that the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created dogs, that the food remain in the stomach, in the digestive tract of the dog for 3 days in order to sustain the animal. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a thing by the dog that he cared very much about the dogs being fed. That being said, we too can give dogs, even though we don't own them, we could feed them on Shabbos. There's a miktas mitzvah involved here in feeding dogs that you don't even own. So what about giving food to birds on Shabbos that we don't own? If we own them, then there's a requirement. You have to feed the birds that you own. But birds in the wild, are we allowed to feed them? So the Magid of Ram, it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah as well, in Simen Shin Chav Dalad Sif Katan Laman Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes a minog, this is all based on the Magid of Ram, that Yesh Nogin Litain Chitim Lifnei Ofos B'Shabbos Shira. There are those who put out wheat or seeds to the birds in Shabbos Shira. Ve'eno Nachon. This is incorrect. Sharei Ein Mizonos on Alecha. That's not our responsibility to feed the birds. It would be considered a Tircha Yaseira, a tircha shalol tzarach, and therefore us, according to the Magen of Ram and the Mishnah Berurah. Is there any heter? So Aruch HaShulchan, after quoting the position of the Magen of Ram, he says, nearly the minog Yisrael Torah. The practice of minog in Klai Yisrael is considered part of Torah, it's considered correct. So what's the explanation? Why is this correct? Sharei ein anu torchen bishvilam, ela bishvilenu. We're not serving the birds, we're not feeding the birds for them, we're feeding them for ourselves, he writes. The Margula Mipi, we have a common phrase, Sha'ofos Amushira Al Hayam, that it's known that the birds sang a song, they sing songs about the Kriyas Yams, about the incredible Nes. Lachain Anu Machzikin Lahem Tovo, we show them thanks in doing so. Vimkeina Kavana Kade Lizkor Simcha Shira Hayam. It's order for us to remember the Simcha of Kriyas Yamsuf. And for that reason, the Aruch HaShulchan says, those who have such a practice, those families, those communities that have such a practice, they should continue to do so because we are benefiting. It's not a Tircha Shul Tzarech, it's a Tircha very much Litzarech to remember the Simchas Shiras Hayam.